Welcome to The Best Worst Story You've Never Read. I'm your host, Cameron Lindsay. And each week, I hope you'll join me to hear a story that sucks. A tale that is so terrible, an adventure so awful, that it's great. This week, I will be reading a single story. As always, the author's original intent has been maintained as much as possible. So without further ado, here is You Better Watch Out, Satan's Coming to Town, by XX Janet Jackson fan XX. Gregor awoke to the sound of his kitchen door slamming. There wasn't much he could do with his arms and legs tied to the legs of the tub. Struggling to slip free of the rope, he called out, "Grandma? Reverend Tilbo? Anyone? I need help and a Dasani."
"Bottled water is bad for the planet,"
whispered a small girl's voice from behind his right shoulder. He felt a wetness on his ear. A little girl who was completely red in color, hair, skin, and clothes, laughed at his ear. The door of the bathroom slowly opened. It was Reverend Tilbo. And, as usual, he began setting up the instruments for the exorcism.
"Sheila, switch to the other ear."
She complied.
"Gregor, I'm doing this because I love you."
His priest scarf dragged across the black and white checked tiles as he slowly crossed the bathroom to Gregor. Deliberately, he stepped. Step. Step. "What did I do? Is this about the time I asked for extra mayonnaise?" A woman stuck her head in the door and screamed,
"You know what you did!"
It's true. Gregor knew. Everyone knew. Gregor had taken the lives of 7 cats around the neighborhood in his satanic ritual, but things had gone wrong. A demon now inhabited his soul, and his wife was still dead. The Reverend shook his head.
"At least I have Sheila here from my last exorcism to help coax out your demon and your soul."
Sheila laughed her demonic, girlish laugh. The Reverend turned around and saw Sheila's eyes. They had turned red like blood pumping through veins. He looked back at Gregor and now saw that the demon had made a soul jump into Sheila's weakened heart.
"Oh, Jesus Christ!"
the priest exclaimed. He pulled out his holy Tabasco sauce and a crucifix made of cat bones. The woman standing around the corner, Sister Jennifer Hosfer, jumped from around the corner to shield the Reverend from Sheila's approaching fangs. But she was too late. The Reverend screamed a scream unlike any scream known in biblical history. The black venom from the demon bite was visible traveling up the Reverend's veins. The scream lowered in pitch into a growling demon voice. Sheila let go and licked her lips loudly and smiled. Gregor strained against his restraints, but it was no use. The black venom blood that was also flowing out of the bite mark began traveling up his nostrils and filling him with the demon once more. Now, Sister Jennifer Hosfer was the only one left unafflicted.
"Oh, now this is a pickle,"
Jennifer murmured as she reached in her pocket for her hymnal and her dagger. She turned to Footsteps in the Sand and began singing as loudly as she could, brandishing the dagger towards the now 3 approaching demons.
"I follow the footsteps in the sand,"
she practically yelled.
"I follow that man. He lifts me up,"
she screamed, slicing the throat of Sheila, whose scream turned into a gurgle as green blood shot from her red throat onto Sister Jennifer's habit.
"Merry Christmas to me,"
she yelled. That was the end. As Sister Jennifer slowly turned because of the blood that had gotten in her mouth, the last hope for Billowy Hills vanished. The last 3 exorcists and Gregor were now inhabited by agents of the Dark Lord.
You all, could I still get that lasagna?
Gregor asked, as Sister Jennifer's head turned 360 degrees.
This is all we have.
Reverend Tilbo said, as he threw him an Aquafina. That was You Better Watch Out, Satan's Coming to Town, by XX Janet Jackson Fan XX. And now time for the part of the show where we bring on a special guest to talk about the story that we just heard. This week we have Claude Cancer Calculus, a time traveler and I think a hobbying woodworker as well. Claude Cancer Calculus, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, it's great to meet you, Cameron.
Claude, a time traveler, that's really interesting. When do you come from? Where do you come from?
When and where is, you know, the distinctions are irrelevant once you get past a certain point. You know, but I guess in layman's terms, I'm from the year 2069. So, you know, still in the century. We're not certain, like, which decade, but we know that it's the ninth year in that decade. So that's, you know, that's largely the when. But, like, I came from, like, a small tobacco farm originally.
Oh.
Sort of worked my way till high school. I didn't finish high school. I got my GED.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised that program still exists that far in the future.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I decided National Guard wasn't really for me. Decided that everything else that wasn't really for me.
Like woodworking.
After, like, I spent, like, a good three to four years. Really, the fourth year wasn't much. I spent 3 to 4 years on the farm working on my shop classes, working with my kids, but then just, you know, packed up and left. And big city, big new times, enrolled in the cryostasis program, then enrolled again in a time program. It was...
Oh, interesting.
Timeshares, as you know, don't exist in the future. They're completely different. You are literally sharing different times.
I see. Yeah. Well, that's it. So I have to say, I wasn't listening to a lot of that. Lot of the humdrum stuff that you were saying was largely unimportant to me.
Oh.
I was actually thinking about your name, Claude Cancer Calculus. It's kind of difficult to say that every single time that I want to direct a question or statement to you. Do you have a nickname or anything?
Well, you know, it's really funny. Like, last names in the future, fashionably, we tend to name ourselves after things that don't exist anymore.
So cancer and calculus don't exist anymore?
Well, cancer calculus doesn't exist anymore. We still have calc 1, 2, 3.
That's still
a thing. Cancer is still a thing.
But calculus of the, or cancer of the calculus is no longer.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm glad.
It was a problem that came and went.
All right. Well, I'm good for it. But
Claude comes, you know, my mom is Italian, but whatever. Italian's also something that doesn't exist anymore, but that was really more just serendipitous.
So there's probably another person in the future whose last name is Calculus, or whose last name is Italy, rather, or Italians?
Yeah, I mean—
Does the nation state
Well, their
Italy...
last name's really just, like, Western Europe, Mediterranean. The Greeks, it was something.
Well, what about the nickname, though? I really need to call you something else other than Claude Cancer.
How about, like, C3?
C3 is— I mean, do your friends call you that, or is that just going to be me?
Well, friends is a good last name, too.
No.
Like, reruns are over.
Yeah, we always thought that show was going to last forever.
I'll be there for you.
How do you know the song if it doesn't exist in the future?
We still have, like, notated music, Cameron.
Oh.
That's not a last name.
Okay. Well, no one told me life was going to be this way. Sorry. Do they include the claps in the future notated music? Because it's an important part of the song that you do it 4 times.
Clapping?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's a pity. Well, maybe I'll let you listen to the song sometime before you have to head back. Or I guess have to head forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Timeshares are really fun for... There's a lot of stuff that you can't really do in the future. Like now that, you know, fossil fuels are gone, hydrocarbons are gone, petrochemicals are gone. You can't really like listen to music in the same way. You have to pay somebody to sort of clap it out. Clapping does exist, but that's really the tough thing is like you don't know when they're clapping for claps and when they're clapping as like a weird analog for trumpets or Kanye West or anything really. It's not the best.
Well, what about what about stories? We on this podcast we focus on bad stories. Are stories still a thing in the future? Or are you going to be able to talk to us about the story that we just heard? You better watch out, Satan's Coming to Town by XX Janet Jackson fan XX.
I've heard that story. Stories exist, and that's a story that does exist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Does it exist because my podcast still exists? Is that?
Well, no. It exists in like a permutation that. So whereas you listen to podcasts on like your laptop or like an iPod we listen to podcasts and just as a sort of, you know, mimetic transfusion that sort of happens.
Oh,
like
wow.
We, you remember Garfield, right?
Yeah.
We still have Garfield, but Garfield was more conceptually like an amalgamation of Mondays. Like you can feel the rage of every Monday every time you open the newspaper, literally the funny papers. Like you open up and it's just, yeah. So you can feel
instead of like the funnies, it's now like the rage or the wrath.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
Jon Arbuckle is one of the more interesting sort of conceptual niches of art of 2069. Like it's a thing that's really taking a lot of liberal arts colleges by storm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is like politically or like we're coming up on an election.
So 2063 it was like the really big thing was Beetle Bailey.
Beetle. No, I mean, I don't know.
Okay, you'll get to that. You'll understand what I'm
saying. I will get to that personally.
Maybe. Okay. We don't have a last name for you, but we'll see.
Well, what did you think of the story? You better watch out. Satan's Coming to Town by XX Janet Jackson fan XX.
You know, when it comes to us, it's actually you better watch out. Sven, the log rollers are coming to town.
Wow.
It's not the same. It's actually.
Yeah, that's like, it seems
like I was saying with the permutation. It changed a lot through. Whereas if you today wanted to say something in Japanese and then translate it to Korean or something.
Yeah, like a game of telephone or something.
Yeah. Here, though, stories to us, we actually do the timeshare thing a lot. We actually do try to bring back little bits of arcana because we can't really make stories ourselves anymore. We don't really have laptops anymore. We don't really have all the things that
I imagine all the stories have been told, really.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, they've been told, they've been passed down, but then they've been like forgotten because people keep forgetting things. People like we have a lot of last names. And
so, like in the future, is it as frightening as I think XX Janet Jackson fan XX was trying to make it in your version? Because I feel like the mood kind of goes back and forth. Like sometimes I'm kind of getting a little antsy, being like, "Oh no, is it going to be okay?" Is that still the case when it's you better watch out, Sven. The log rollers are coming.
Well, number one difference is it's all in iambic pentameter.
Oh, wow.
That's a big one. That's actually
a
huge part of it is most speech is in iambic pentameter.
Wow. Does that change the frightening mood? I feel like I wouldn't be as scared of something if it's in iambic pentameter. Is that
It's like if you had asked somebody to speak a very long soliloquy about Sven, the log roller, and his two assistants, Dora and Norse. Like, that's what would have happened. That's really the basis of the story. That's the premise.
Wow.
Some things don't really translate very well. For example, whereas in your story, you have to deal with things like knowing what Christmas is, knowing what blood is, knowing what, you know, a bathtub is. Like, the circumstances, be it as they may, is we have to translate a little bit differently. So Sven the log roller, he doesn't really, like, roll logs. That's more allegorical. Actually, most words have sort of turned in a lot of different ways. So English, it's different.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, but you seem to be pretty okay with English. Are you still, you, C3, are you still going to be able to play a game for us?
Oh, a game.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, I mean, if you if your English is no good, then it's not really going to work.
Well, that's the interesting thing is you couldn't really have last names for, like, you know, Canyon or the Great Mountain Dew Fest of 2061 if you didn't actually know what those things were.
Oh,
conceptually,
so
we brought a lot of those things around, but
okay. So there might be some things that are seemingly absent that, like, a standard reader would expect to hear in a story, but we'll just, like, for example, us being in the year that we are now, 2015, might be like, C3 forgot to include this bit, but we'll give you a pass because you are from such a distant future.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fair. The game that we're going to play, if it's okay with you, and I'm going to try and explain it in terms that someone from the future could understand, is that you're going to write a sequel to the story that we just heard. I'm going to ask you to write a sequel to You Better Watch Out, Satan's Coming to Town, and not You Better Watch Out, Sven's Log Rollers. So I'm going to ask you to write a sequel to this one as best as you can, and I'm going to limit you to 5 minutes to write it. So, and that's 5 Earth minutes, as our minutes different in the future.
You know, the leap second was something.
We just had one of those, actually.
Yeah, and it's the last one you're going to have.
Oh, wow.
My cousin,
Ted
Leap Second.
Oh, wow. That's okay. Well, on that pretty morbid note, we're going to go ahead and take our 5 minutes. Do minutes still exist? Leap minutes exist?
Let's work on it.
Okay. Well, we'll take our 5 minutes and our leap minutes now. Ready for a podcast. Here we are. So those 5 minutes are over. Are you ready? Or do you got a story?
Yeah, it was really tough. But, you know, I think after we puzzled it out for a little bit, like, I had to look at, you know, the Wikipedia for a second. But now I think I'm good.
Wikipedia?
Yeah. This, you know, strangely.
So we just call it Wikipedia.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I know. So every single donation drive that Jimbo Wales puts on, that money was actually going to preserve his own frozen head. He still exists in the year 2069.
So does that mean that whales don't exist anymore? Yeah, don't answer that question, actually. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to. Sorry, listeners. Sorry about the whale thing. Oh, well, your story, whenever you're ready, just feel free to start reading. Yeah. So this is a sequel to You Better Watch Out, Satan's Coming to Town by XX Janet Jackson fan XX.
Gregor stepped from the alcove. 3 months had passed since the transformation. 3 months had passed since the fallen son Lucifer had possessed him and the others. He walked through the kitchen. Reverend Tilbo lay across 2 chairs. He stepped through the space between the butcher block and the oven. Tilbo was sound asleep. His breaths rose from him like an emancipated prayer, like that of a man whose living soul was not evil, was not touched by taint. If she'd loved me, she wouldn't have left me, Tilbo said. If she'd loved me, she would have run so far. She would have caught me. A woman only runs so far that you can catch her. A woman doesn't run so fast that she can't be caught. She let me go. She let me run.
Wow. I've got to say that, C3, that was something, because what I think all of us in from the present are thinking is that you totally forgot to include the stuff about the hymnals. That's so interesting. Like, that would have been, like, the present-minded person's thought. It's like, of course he's going to include more hymnals. But you as a future person, you just don't... you didn't get it.
No.
Yeah.
Hymnals, yeah, most of the time, like, when we speak, we're speaking in a sort of roundabout way towards...
C3, is everything okay?
Well, actually, Cameron, there's a reason I came back.
This isn't just part of your timeshare.
It's more of a time grab. This is a little bit of unallocated time, as you might say. I have some real business to take care of.
What is it? Yeah, no, tell us what.
Okay, so.
Do you need us to stop recording or something? Is this?
This needs to be heard. So, the reason I came back is not just to participate in this game. Though we do trade in stories. We do love stories.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm glad that you're here. I'm sure our listeners are glad to have someone with such future knowledge available. But
yeah.
What's up?
So in the year 2068, there was a bit of an issue with what we were doing. Stories became a bit of the currency with which we would actually, you know, run society.
Oh, what?
So 20XD8 presumably isn't that far from 20XD9.
Right. I guess the same. It would be an XD away.
Yeah. So what happened was memories started fading. We started having an issue with... when we solved so many problems, when we solved, you know, we had Johnny World Hunger, we had, you know, Mindy really good at poetry, not so good at doing calculus. We had a lot of, like, stuff going on that suddenly stopped really mattering. And so we stopped really running out of stories because, like, calamity, the stuff that really makes life tick, the stuff that really gets people thinking and writing down bits of prose and putting together
It just wasn't happening.
Yeah. Putting together, actually, the stuff of life.
Okay.
Putting it to a page. We lost all that.
What? Oh, wow.
So, we stopped being able to really look towards the future. And that's really bad because when... you start losing your imagination as a society. You stop really doing anything.
Okay. So, I guess what is it that you need us to do? I mean, why is it that you've come back to us?
Well, I was one of the last people who had ever attended an English workshop.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was one of the few scions of a time when, you know, people would just sit around and talk about, wouldn't it be cool if Wolverine actually had, you know, hot dogs for hands? Wouldn't that be a cool idea?
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking, like, wouldn't it be cool instead of being a last Scion, he was a last Cylon, referring to Battlestar Galactica. Like, I totally get what you're talking about.
Exactly. So, you know, those little iterations, those derivatives, don't happen anymore.
Oh, my God. So that's it? You don't...
I couldn't leave it like that. So I came back. I was sent back, really.
Okay.
One last story. One story. Something that was so bad that it would overcast my terrible mistake. That I wouldn't have to live through the future of creating a world like that.
So you're asking me to give you a story?
Yes. Something that can make things right.
I don't know. Dustin, are you there? So C3's asking us for a bad story. I don't think we've got any. I mean,
a bad story?
Yeah, I mean, we read You Better Watch Out, Satan's Coming to Town by XX Janet Jackson fan XX, but he's asking for another story that's so bad that they're gay. We're not ready. People aren't sending stuff in.
No, I mean, usually people just send in really good stories, and then we're like, wow, why would they do that? This is so good.
Exactly. So first it should be said, I'm sure in the future we're much more popular, but right now we've only got like maybe 20 listeners.
They're cool though. Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah. Shout outs to you all. Steven, you're great. Love you. Tanya, you need to calm down a little bit, but really.
Being down the street.
Oh, my God, Larry! C3, you've got to listen to this.
Larry
is great.
Tell me about Larry.
Yeah. It's just, you can't really explain Larry.
I mean, Larry just looks like a bird. And
that is true.
He coos and caws a lot, and he has feathers. It's pretty weird.
Yeah, that's why Larry is. I don't know. It's a thing. Anyway, those people. I mean, very involved community, very small. But really, only sending in good stories. So I don't really have anything for you. I'm really kind of searching these out myself. Maybe next week I'll probably have one. But I'm kind of using it for the show.
Well, that's a pickle.
That's a line from the story.
What?
That's a clever. Well, C3, you know, you really have studied up on this time period. That's great. That's
as much as I could.
Well, I appreciate it, but I'm sorry we can't give you another story, but is there anything else going on that we can?
I mean, that's okay.
There
is one other thing I guess you could do.
Oh, really?
A little bit of a side note. Okay, so it's 2015. Seven or eight years.
Okay.
Make certain you're wearing blue socks.
In 7 or 8 years?
7 to 8 years, yeah. Like,
okay.
Just every day, make certain that when you get up and out of bed, between navy and aquamarine are the hues that you need.
Okay. Well, I'll just start doing that now from now on.
No.
Oh, no? Should the listeners be doing this too?
The listeners should be doing this. You know, okay. The listeners should be telling others to do this. Okay. You should be doing this.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, that's it. I think Dustin would agree. That's it. We will. It's done. Consider it done.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that we could. I'm glad that we could do that for you. Well, hey, what about another game?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got time for a game.
So we've got a wheel here. We're gonna give it a spin.
Whoa.
If you want to go ahead and give it a spin right now.
Okay.
Actually. So yeah, I know it's pretty heavy. Wow, that was. I mean, that it looked like a good spin, but really, there's a set speed that it goes at. I mean, it's not actually.
It's like the Wheel of Fortune spinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it doesn't really matter how.
Yeah.
It's really just a tiny midget behind the wall.
Yeah, it's just running and eventually gets tired. Exactly. So. Anyway, it looks like it's stopped on, this is a game we haven't played yet. It's called Know and Tell,
which
I don't know if from the future, I'm not sure if you're aware. There's this game
and I tell a lot.
Well, no, actually. It's N-O and Tell.
Oh.
So it's based on Show and Tell, which is a game that lots of little kids used to play in our present. In your future, maybe they didn't.
Children don't really play games in the future. Like, they play one game.
Oh?
It's Red Rover.
Oh, Red, yeah. Okay.
Red Rover's gone through a lot of permutations as well.
Probably not appropriate for.
It's something that.
Listeners.
Yeah, it's something that you would have to.
Know and Tell, much simpler. All you have to do is it's like Show and Tell, where you bring something in and you show it and you tell about it. But. Since we're on radio, you can't show anything. So it's no to that. No and tell. So you're simply, I'm going to ask you to tell us about something that you cannot show that you brought with you. So what do you have with you?
My timeshare, they allotted me, 300 cubic meters to bring whatever I wanted.
Wow.
I got this.
Oh, what?
The box.
Ah.
And you know what's in the box?
No.
Open it up.
I'm
open it up.
I'm not going to get, like, any future diseases or anything from it.
Open up.
Okay. Oh, C3. That's...
You're right.
C3, that's not...
It's a light bulb.
C3, that's not okay. You can't just bring light bulbs in here.
No. You don't understand.
This is the last fluorescent light bulb ever crafted.
Okay.
You don't understand. Halogen light bulbs. Those weird vanity light bulbs. Everything else. The weird spiral things.
Yeah.
Those are the only light bulbs.
Oh, all right. So, I mean, I guess the point of normal show and tell is to bring in something of value that is valuable to you. But C3, this is just a standard light bulb. I mean, like look, I've got this huge box of light bulbs right over here that I just keep.
Put out your hand.
No, C3, I'm going to show you that this is unimportant. I'm going to throw the light bulb into the light bulb.
No, put out your hand.
Look, there it is.
No. Look what's happening, though, to the other light bulb.
Oh, my. C3, that, what is going on?
You know, as they rise into the air.
C3, this is, what are you doing?
As they coalesce.
C3, cut it out. I am not
okay. Please watch those light bulbs.
C3, you need to stop.
Do you see what? Do you see that? What does it look like to you?
Mom?
Exactly.
Mom, I... She's so bright, C3. She's blinding.
But that's not your mother today. That's your future mother. Possessing those light bulbs. Just as Sister Jennifer was possessed.
C3, I...
There is one thing in the future that we never forgot.
Yes?
How spooky it was!
Okay, see. So... All of the light bulbs have just fallen to the ground. And
on.
See, now I'm going to have to clean all this up. All right, C3. Well, I guess thanks for being on the show and putting broken glass all over my floor. And
yeah, I'm running out of time.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say in the future.
If you want to make an omelet, going to have to leave.
If you would like to hear your story read, send us a copy online at lexoutloud@gmail.com. Special thanks to XX Janet Jackson Fan XX for use of their story in this week's show. Special thanks to Claude Cancer Calculus, or C3, for being our special guest on this week's show. The Best Worst Story cast this week includes Alex Chesser. Our theme music is by Dustin Jones, who also produces the show. This has been a production by Lex Out Loud, a.k.a. LOL, Kentucky's freshest improv team. I am your host, Cameron Lindsay, and this has been the best worst story you've never read. Keep the stories coming.